path. So even
spiritual
there,
path or
yeah, spiritual
material
path.
path.
Yes, yes, spiritual path, not material.
So anything which is bringing you closer to God with purity, that is Krishna consciousness. Like Prabhupada was asked this question, that in the Christian religion there was this one saint called the Joan of Arc. So Prabhupada was asked this question, that this particular saint was having all the noble qualities and humble, honest, pure, like that. So this question was asked, that now, is Joan of Arc mentioned in your Srimad Bhagavatam? So Prabhupada replied very wonderfully. Prabhupada said, wherever Joan of Arc is mentioned is Srimad Bhagavatam. So if somebody is following the genuine bona fide process of God consciousness and is getting benefited, yeah, that is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not simply Krishna can manifest himself in unlimited ways. Yes, of course, what we have been told about Krishna through our scriptures is, yes, Krishna. Krishna has come even as a mosquito, in the mosquito species. Krishna has come even as a pig. Keshava Dhrita, Shukara Rupa, Jai Jagdish Hare. Half man, half lion. So he can manifest in any way, as long as it is the bona fide process. You have a question? Pucho?
Prabhuji, how to relate that term entertainment, enlightenment and emancipation? Because three terms are very different. Entertainment, that is materialistic, and emancipation, very different. So how to relate each other?
So, pura lecture wapas shuru karna padega. You saw the drama?
Yes.
Nahin. How did you find the lecture? You were there lecture? Lecture mein the na?
Yes.
So how did you find the lecture?
Prabhuji, jaise ki
it was entertaining?
Yes.
Only entertaining?
Enlightened also, but na? Not emancipation.
Emancipation aayega na? Abhi. Aap toh bhai ek raat mein pura... चतुर्भुज बनना चाहते हैं. सो यू डोंट वॉन्ट टू अटेंड मोर उत्कर्ष प्रोग्राम्स. सी एमेंसिपेशन, व्हाट डू यू अंडरस्टैंड बाय एमेंसिपेशन?
फ्री फ्रॉम और मोक्ष.
सी मोक्ष अगेन, देयर इज लिबरेशन. मुक्ति, अगर मुक्ति ये वर्ड ले, हिंदी में बताते हैं मुक्ति, तो मुक्ति का अर्थ, हां, अंत में जन्म मृत्यु के चक्र से मुक्त हो जाना, उसको मुक्ति कहते हैं. उसके पहले कृष्णा कॉन्शियस प्रोसेस आपको कितने गलत चीजों से मुक्त कर रहे हैं, वो भी तो मुक्ति है. फालतू के फ्रेंड से मुक्त किया, दोनों बॉयफ्रेंड और फालतू के लोगों से मुक्त किया कृष्ण भावनामृत ने, फालतू की आदतों से मुक्त किया, फालतू के वार्तालाप से मुक्त किया, खानपान से मुक्त किया, फालतू की लाइफस्टाइल से मुक्त किया. मुक्ति हो रही ना, इसको मुक्ति नहीं बोलते क्या? फिर यहां पे देखो बेस के कितने कितने मुक्तात्मा घूम रहे हैं सब. आपको क्या लगता है, ये सब बेस के तिलक लगाए हुए हमारे हरे कीर्तन रस प्रभु बाकी लोग, ये इतने इतने प्रसन्न चित्त क्यों दिखते हैं? हाँ, इनके चेहरे पर मुस्कान कॉन्स्टेंटली क्यों रहती है? क्योंकि मुक्त आत्मा है ये लोग सब. और एक भी लड़का आप कॉलेज में जाके देखो जिसकी गर्लफ्रेंड है, उसके चेहरे को देखो, टेंशन में घूमता रहता है वो कि पता नहीं वो कब गुस्सा हो जाएगी, छोड़ के चली जाएगी, और दूसरी भी आ रही है, इसको भी कैसे संभालूं, उसको भी कैसे संभालूं, उसका एक बड़ा टेंशन, उसको ना पता लग जाए, माँ बाप को कैसे संभालूं। तो बाहर ये सब बंधन, सब बंधन से जकड़े हुए हैं। इसलिए कृष्ण भावना व्रत में धीरे 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 ये सब चीजों से मुक्त हो रहे हैं हम, है ना। तो इसको बोलते हैं इमैंसिपेशन, और ये ज्यादा जरूरी हो रहे कि नहीं, आप मुक्त हो रहे कि नहीं। हाँ, अभी देखो आपने जीन्स से मुक्त होके धोती पहन ली, हाँ, फिर कितने हल्का महसूस हो रहा है कि नहीं। और क्या, मुक्त आत्मा एकदम हल्का महसूस करते हैं, फिर वो जीन्स वो बोरा पहन पहन के कितना भारी लगता है, कितना मुक्त आत्मा लगता है फिर? और क्या। तो मुक्ति अलग अलग लेवल्स की, ठीक है। जीवन मुक्त हैं आप।
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, थैंक यू फॉर योर वंडरफुल क्लास। सो इन वन ऑफ द टॉक यू मेंशन दैट आवर बिगेस्ट प्रॉब्लम इज दैट वी नो एवरीथिंग, ऑल फिलोसॉफीज वी नो, ऑल प्रिंसिपल्स वी नो, बट मेनी टाइम्स इट हैपन्स दैट by staying in the association of devotee, by knowing all the principles, regulations, we commit mistake. Then we feel regret, oh, I committed this mistake. Our mind is also bothering always, okay, happiness is outside. We are feeling regret in us simultaneously. And when we understand that, okay, I am feeling regression, till that time we are so far away from the association of devotee. So this happens mainly when we stay so much or year passes by, then we get this kind of realization. So how we can come back, or how we can regain our original Krishna bhakti?
You're talking about regret after committing some mistake
and again coming back to our original spiritual path. So
but that is regret sensitive. Is helpful. If somebody, if you are saying that a sadhak, a practicing devotee has committed a mistake and he has realized, regret will be, the first step will be realization. Okay. So in fact, one of my talks I was mentioning that there is this R principles. So the first R is to recognize the mistake. The second R is to realize. You may recognize, but you may not realize. So the second step is, the second is to realize. The third is regret. The fourth is to repent. After you regret, then you should repent. The fifth is to rectify. And then comes reunion with God. How many R's? The 6-R formula. So yes, to err is human, as they say. Even while practicing devotional service, we may commit a mistake. Like Ajamil committed a mistake. So if you look into Ajamil's life, yes, he regretted, repented, rectified himself, and finally he had the reunion. So if the regret is genuine, then eventually it will lead into rectification and reunion. But if the regret is not genuine, then one will be insincere. And an insincere person doesn't regret. Only a sincere person regrets. Insincere person, he feels he's okay. So finally it boils down to sincerity. Because you can fake sincerity in front of the world, but you can't fake sincerity in front of Krishna. One will be exposed. Some or the other. Now or later. So therefore, just remember the 6R formula. And if one is, even if the mistake is committed, just follow the recognition, realization, regret, repentance, rectification and reunion. Just follow the formula. And we have so many examples in Srimad Bhagavatam mentioned, historical examples of great personalities, Bharat Maharaj, Ajamil, Saubarimani, all them. They did that.
It is said that in this material world, the three modes of material nature are acting, and we are not the doer. So we have got the free will, and we have got some independence. So in that independence, with the help of the body, we perform some activities. So how can it be said that we are not the doer, or the material nature is acting with the help of the three modes?
See, we are not the doer means, you have to understand that we are not the complete doer. Finally, it has to be with the help of three modes. If it's a materialistic activity or if it's a spiritual activity, it has to be with the help of Paramatma, Krishna, you know, devotees and the spiritual process. So it begins at a certain point of time. You know, like you are pursuing engineering. Okay, you're pursuing engineering. Now you find there are so many engineers already. If you ask that, how did you become an engineer? So how will you answer this question? How does one become an engineer?
By following a particular schedule which is set for engineering, that is passing through 4 years program. And then getting
so which means initially the person decides that I want to become an engineer. That's not enough. Then he has to go to a college. So which means he's taking help of the college. But the college is giving all the help. Why? Because he first desired. So the college is not at gunpoint making people an engineer. बंदूक के नोक पे तो किसी को इंजीनियर नहीं बना रहे हैं. बनो इंजीनियर ही बनना. इंजीनियर कोई डॉक्टर बन रहा है, कोई लॉयर बन रहा है. सो बिकॉज यू यूज्ड योर फ्री विल एंड देन योर फ्री विल हैज टू यूज द फैसिलिटीज विच आर प्रोवाइडेड बाय मटेरियल एनर्जी और कृष्णा, वट एवर द केस इज, एंड देन द वर्क इज कंप्लीटेड. सो you also instigate the doing to happen by your usage of free will. Just like if I used my free will, I want to become an engineer, and then the help came from the other side, but it started from me. So yes, they are also the doers, but then I instigated them to do it for me. like this 6-session course, one person was asking this question, that you are saying no meat eating. But then, you know, I'm not killing those animals. No, the question is, he was saying, I'm not killing, I just eat after they are killed. Does that make sense? You know, after they are killed, then I eat. So, तो पहले से मरे हुए ना, तो फिर उसमें खराबी क्या है? तो मैंने बोला कि मरे हुए मतलब वो क्या वो लोग शहीद हुए क्या तुम्हारे लिए? जैसे देश के लिए शहीद होते हैं, वैसे मुर्गियां सब शहीद हुई क्या तुम्हारे लिए? भैया तुम गए दुकान पर, मुर्गियां सब तड़प रही थी, उनको बाहर निकलना था, तुमने बोला मेरे को 1 किलो चिकन दो, तो तुम्हारे लिए उसने काटा ना. सो लाइक दैट, सो वी कैन से दैट यस, ही मिसयूज्ड हिज फ्री विल टू आस्क फॉर दैट चिकन, एंड देन द पर्सन ही फैसिलिटेटेड दैट पर्टिकुलर डिजायर. So all put together, you know, they become the party to that act.
And one of the characteristics of the soul is that it is immovable. So what does that mean?
That materially you can't move the soul. That okay, you decide that. If soul is situated in the region of the heart, let me do some operation, cut open the body and relocate the soul. Kidney mein laga lete usko. No, you can't. Through mundane materialistic ways, you can't. There are certain laws with which it's said. See, things, you know, you have to also understand in not just always in a very gross way. जैसे कई चीजें हम लोग एक figurative तरीके से भी बोलते हैं ना, like if you are talking about someone who is very determined. So how do you say that someone who is very determined, that this person is unshakable? Have you heard that word? His person is unshakable. मतलब कोई उसको हिला नहीं सकता क्या, धक्का मार के? लोकल ट्रेन में सब धक्का मार रहे, स्टिल ही कैन बी अनशेकेबल फ्रॉम विद इन. सो यू नो मेनी टाइम्स व्हेन सच काइंड ऑफ कॉनोटेशंस आर यूज्ड, डोंट टेक इट वेरी इन अ लिटरल वे दैट अरे मतलब उसको हिला ही नहीं सकते तो फिर मतलब कैसे जाएगा दूसरी होने में, इधर ही रहना है, हिलेगा कैसे भी. सो यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड इन दैट सेंस. हरे कृष्णा. यस प्रिंस, वी हैव टाइम.
प्रभुजी, व्हेन वी आर इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस, to be always be in Krishna consciousness, we need enlightenment. Means if we doesn't feel pleasure in Krishna consciousness with enlightenment, that shakshatkar we say. So till the point we are in the beginning we feel entertaining, till the point we are entertained, we feel as it seems that we are enlightening ourself, or Krishna consciousness is enlightening ourselves. But when the entertainment is over, then it is very difficult to continue further. Like when festivals are there, it's okay. But when normal days are there, no festival, nothing is interesting, then very difficult to continue. Very difficult to chant our rounds and everything.
Does your birthday come every day? Then what do? After your birthday? You live, na? for your next birthday. So yes, you are right. It won't be your birthday every day. But then people, they live on a higher principle. You see, Krishna consciousness also works even materially. We see people, the mother takes care of the child, even though the child might not be giving any pleasure to the mother. In fact, sometimes the child is inflicting more pain to the mother than the mother was before begetting that child. But the mother does it, you know, out of her responsibility. So yes, Krishna will give you that entertaining experience in the beginning, as you were talking about, and then Krishna might remove it also to test you. Whether will you still chant Hare Krishna now for Krishna's pleasure, or will you discontinue chanting Hare Krishna just because there are no more new melodies to chant? So that is the test. And that is what a sadhaka has to look for as far as advancement is concerned, that what am I doing, how much am I doing for the pleasure of Krishna at the expense of me? Not at all. Of course, the pleasure is there. Only thing is, because we are not realizing that. Because we may be doing it in a wrong way, therefore you are not getting the pleasure. The example is given that, you know, if chocolate is very sweet to taste at, but if somebody is trying to chew upon the chocolate with the plastic wrapper on, and then says, kya hai ye, maja nahi aa raha hai. Chocolate mein kuch, log bolte hai, chocolate sweet hai, lekin kya hai, maja nahi. And then you spit it out. And then you find people are enjoying chocolate, but then you didn't enjoy because you didn't remove the wrapper. So sometimes we find devotees jumping up and down, enjoying Krishna consciousness, and you're looking at everyone. My God, he is so much enjoying in his japa, kirtan, lecture. And I am trying to. Only thing is, you are not realized that they have removed the wrapper and enjoying. And we are still trying to bite upon. So here and there, chocolate ka thoda taste aa raha hai, usme se nikal. Ah, arre baat, wapas plastic aa gaya. To isliye, chocolate mat khao. पॉइंट ये है कि प्रभुपाद ने इसलिए हमको क्या दिया है, गुलाब जामुन, कोई रैपर नहीं, कुछ नहीं, है ना, है ना, दिखने में भी चॉकलेट ही है. आज क्या है, गुलाब जामुन, फालूदा. सो Krishna consciousness is the most relishable, is the most pleasurable. We only have to realize. And this is the way. We have to pass through all these obstacles of sometimes having no taste, sometimes becoming mechanical, sometimes boring, repetitive. These are all obstacles. In fact, not obstacles, but tests which we have to pass through. Hare Krishna.